Collision of airborne TV station, crop duster, and diaper transport leaves 3 dead, 2 injured. This is on News. I'm Winston Smith. In a bizarre and unfortunate turn of events, a mid-air TV station, Channel 3, a diaper transport airplane, and a crop duster collided in the air at 11:03 a.m. this morning in Miami airspace, according to FAA investigators. We believe a faulty chicken and engine indicator to be the cause of the accident, said FAA spokeswoman Paris Hilton. According to Chuck Norris, pilot of the affected crop duster, I don't really care who put a chicken in that engine. They're going to get a roundhouse kick to the face. My legs still work after the 12,000-foot fall without a parachute. I'm going to rob them to pay for the plane first, though. According to the FAA, the diaper transport sucked a live chicken into the primary jet engine, causing the engine to fail and explode. The plane, now out of control, plowed into an airborne television center, with both planes now flying about erratically. The diaper transport plowed into Chuck Norris, knocking him out of the plane and causing his crop duster to fly into a radio tower at the local Crested Heron Reservation. The resulting deadly dust caused the deaths of three park rangers, who say the park administration were watching a suspected drug-dealing heron selling LSD to several of its counterparts. One of the crew aboard the television station, Alan Greenspaniel, said, "What the crap." Everyone except the park rangers only received minor injuries at worst, said the doctor in charge of the cases at the local hospital, Dr. Groucho Marx, Ph.D. Except for that one guy, he's in critical condition. Before that, he was in air condition. He still is in air condition. We haven't turned the heater on yet in the hospital. What I'm really surprised at is how Chuck Norris made it out from 12,000 feet without a parachute. He didn't even upchuck. He was chucked out of the plane, and he should have died. I guess we'll have to chuck it out. Following this, Norris attempted to assault Dr. Marx with roundhouse kicks to the face, but Dr. Marx managed to avoid Norris's attacks and insult him further with intense humorous commentary. This has been on News. I'm Winston Smith. Thanks for listening.